now tuned in to Soul to Sound Radio.
It's the low sound, baby.
I am the 5NY.
Box out the box. Yeah, out the box. You know what it is, baby. It's your boy. You might know me, you might not. Maybe you seen me, maybe you haven't. But I'll tell you what it is. Straight out the box, B. Box office Washington, with James of Harlem, Southside Godzilla. And now I'm gonna give you a little taste of what's been going on in my journey. Out of the box. Yep. Risk all the money, fame, wealth, have family starving and ruining for a real goal. And we move forward. It's always going to be an example. You got hating on Kaepernick, hating on Mello. But what happened? They're getting that everybody on their side. Blackballing them men because they took a stand. They sacrificed their luxurious life and healthy careers and stable finance lives for all of us. Put it on the line. And that's why I commend them. You might talk about this dude, the GOAT, and that's great. But if they come after the fact, after they corporations that had a meeting and then they business them get the calls and now, they gotta go through a lot of litigation. They just not gonna step up out there on their own and risk their ties with them corporate motherfuckers that got them where they in. They ain't too deep in bed. So I always took, I guess that's why I never made it to maybe your highest standard that people know me. I got talent. Thank you for those compliments. I appreciate it. But I do things genuinely, always for the people. I'm selfish. I've never been selfish. I'm selfish. I would be one of those millionaires probably. My nose in the head. You know what I'm saying? Or I'd be one with the money like Mello and Dick Gregory. Some guy. You know what I'm saying? I never met you like that. Because they don't want that. And I'm going to give you truth. I was a hacker.
Need y'all to go ahead and pick up y'all solo ass, solosoundsradio.com. I look good at mine.
From Rochdale Village, RV, Southside, Jamaica, Queens. Southside and Queens and Manhattan because family was in Harlem and I always go up there visit all the time. Shout out to Harlem and the BX and BK too. Staten Island, I love the Force MC before they became the Force MD. Dr. DJ Dada Rock and the Force MC. They had Staten Island Pop before Wu-Tang and all that other shit. So, real talk, all of those collectively gave me the passion and drive to always represent New York. That's why I'm from Queens, but they call me Rick James of Harlem. Thank you to EBC, Rucker Park, rest in peace, the late Greg Marriott, founder, CEO, commissioner, everything, for the original EBC, not the entertainment class, or what they call it, 155 Entertainment. Salute to them too, but the real shit is where I got it, that establishment. But I was established as boxing Queens way many years before that as an up and coming inspiring MC. My man MC Lotto, shout out to him, my man Earl, Elise, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Royalties of Rap at the time, HBO Kirk Digger, Mark Holmes, DJ Mark Holmes, you know what I'm saying? It's real. They had a deal with D and Joe, D and running them, so we was like roadies with them, along for the ride. So learned a lot of shit, saw a lot of shit, you know.